paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
The beginning of another day, which we'll see some sunshine, but not much heat. Windy and cold today. At least we're done with the rain for a while. It's coming up on 10 after 8. Time to check in with Dean Richards. And let's see, Dean, I'll compare grades with you. You've got your Dean's list. I've got my BS list here. And I'm going over this. And I thought, Saturday Night Live, I would give that a low grade. Tiger King show, whatever that new one was called, I give that an okay grade. How about you?
Overall, I would say a B minus. I give them props just for putting together a show like that. You know what it reminded me of? The very early, really early Saturday Night Live shows that were raw and, you know, felt untested and experimental. That's kind of what this was like. You know, to see Tom Hanks open the show was encouraging and, you know, kind of made you feel comfortable. Some of the bits worked. It's like any Saturday Night Live. It's even Tom Hanks said that, you know, some of these things are going to be funny and some of them are going to fall flat on their face.
Yeah,
he was 100% correct with that. I thought the I loved that spoofing of the Zoom call, the little company Zoom call.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
A.D. Bryant and Kate McKinnon couldn't get the hang of the whole thing, as there are always some people on a Zoom call that can't quite get the hang of it. I thought it was really funny. I loved middle-aged Mutant Ninja Turtles, the animated piece. I thought that was really funny. The Ruth Bader Ginsburg workout exercise, I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was raw.
Yeah, it was definitely a raw show, but I give them some credit for effort of just trying to get something back on the air again. But I enjoyed Tom Hanks. We have a little audio from him just kind of opening the show.
It's me, your old pal. And don't worry now. Don't be afraid. This shaved head was just for a movie, and my hair is growing back very slowly. It does save time in the shower, so I don't know. Maybe we should all do it, huh? Hey, it's good to be here, though it is also very weird to be here hosting Saturday Night Live from home. But why me as host? Well, for one, I have been the celebrity canary in the coal mine for the coronavirus. And ever since being diagnosed, I have been more like America's dad than ever before, since no one wants to be around me very long, and I make people uncomfortable.
Well, you know, that's the dad's function in life.
Of course.
Really, so.
I thought one of the best things over the weekend, and I know you had to love it, was the Andrea Bocelli performance.
Gorgeous. I could listen to Andrea Bocelli sing any time, but it was especially poignant, especially with everything going on right now, especially that it was Easter Sunday, that he was in this massive historic cathedral in Milan, that normally would have been packed on an Easter Sunday. It was him and an organist at this Duomo Cathedral in Milan, and he sang inside, and then he went outside to the empty streets of Milan, which you also never see, and sang Amazing Grace. Amazing.
Yeah, it was something, and it looked beautiful as well, and that was on YouTube Live, wasn't it?
Yeah, it still is on YouTube. It's about 40 minutes total, something like that. And if you just want something, you know, civil and lovely and relaxing, I highly, highly, highly recommend that. Or you can watch some reruns of Tiger King. cultural equivalent.
We'll get to that in a second. How was Farm Aid at Home? How'd that work out?
It was a little rocky, but
what was it?
It was fun to see Willie Nelson and his sons were singing together. I've got some audio of that. Do you want to hear that now or after a break?
Yeah, lay it on us right now.
Here we go.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
Now, Willie Nelson is 86 years old, and he was joined by his two sons, Lucas and Micah. They were not practicing social distancing, by the way. A lot of people have been pointing that out, but I guess they they live together. So, but still, come on, an 86-year-old guy, give him a little 6 feet one side or the other. It's not going to kill you. But they sounded great. Willie sounded great, just full of enthusiasm. He was joined by Dave Matthews, who sounded fine, and by John Cougar, who sounded fine. They were all performing from their own homes. And Neil Young, who I am told sounded fine. I heard it. I can't stand Neil Young.
Dean!
I know this is... I don't even know why I bring it up, because I always get hate mail when I say it. But it's true. It's a true statement. His voice just sends shivers down my back.
It's a unique sound.
It is a unique sound. That is the most polite way of saying I can't stand it. But so I know people love Neil Young. God bless you. You know, there's something for everyone. But he performed as well, because it's very unlikely that there's going to be a Farm Aid, a real Farm Aid, this year. So the guys got together, and they took in something like $3 million, something for farmers who have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. So good for them. This is, I think, the 32nd year or something that they've been doing these Farm Aid performances. Good for them.
Yep.
Even Neil Young. Good for him.
Yep, good guys. So we'll take care of some business here, and then Dean will sing Heart of Gold for us, and we'll also talk about that, what was it called, the Tiger King and I, that show that was on Netflix last night.
Get nightly updates on COVID-19's impact in Chicago nationwide, weeknights 10:30 on WGN-TV, and then GN Sports is back, all the day's sports news at a new time, 10:45 weeknights.
Dean Richards has given us the entertainment report for the day, and you haven't caught up with the Tiger King yet, have you, Dean?
I have not, no. I have not.
Okay, well, last night a lot of us watched the Netflix bonus episode. I don't know what you want to call it. It was called The King and I.
Trying to find a way to get a little more blood out of the rock.
Yeah, and I hear now, I think one of the Discovery Networks is doing another show about the disappearance of, what's her name, Baskin's husband.
Right.
But here's a little bit of what Rick Kirkham said last night. He was the guy, the producer who came to the zoo to work on Joe's internet program, and he's interviewed in the show last night by Joel McHale. And I don't know anything about Joel McHale. He did a nice job. He's a comedian, actor, and
he's a host of Talk Soup for a while.
That's
also,
right. Yeah, and he was in Community.
Some right.
Here's a little bit of last night, Joel interviewing Rick Kirkham, and he came forward with some disturbing Joe Exotic stories that did not make it into the documentary.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think Joe Exotic will leave prison alive. I don't think he'll be able to stand it. Even if he got out with good behavior in 10, 12 years, he won't live that long. Yeah, I'll tell you what's really eating him up is people like me who are getting so much attention instead of him. He doesn't get any of the money that's coming out. He doesn't get any of the accolades. He doesn't get any of the opportunities. He doesn't get anything except 3 meals a day.
Think about the amount of money he could make now just on appearances.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that wasn't pointed out in the docuseries that's really important to know, too, Joe was terrified of big cats. He was scared to death of lions and tigers. And in the shots that you see in there where he's in with the two tigers, the white one and the other one, the white one is blind and the other one is on tranquilizers. It's idiotic to think how he's become famous as the Tiger King when he's so terrified of big cats.
All right, Dina. Hope I didn't spoil it for you.
Idiotic may be the key word of this whole thing.
For sure. All right. Well, let's move on to other news here. Let's see. Well, Disney had to furlough some workers, didn't they?
Yeah, 43,000. They've closed everything now. All of the parks, including Walt Disney World, at which they have the most employees. So everybody except for about 200 people who they say are essential people that need to be there just for the daily operation have been furloughed. The employees will continue to get their medical and life insurance and benefits, but not salaries until this is over.
And let's go to J-Lo and their little dance-a-thon.
Yeah, this was one of these events that you could watch online. P. Diddy threw a big dance-a-thon in which they played cool music, and celebrities got on camera and danced for a little bit. The highlight moment of the whole thing was P. Diddy and J-Lo appearing on camera at the same time, two different locations, dancing at the same time, and kind of almost even synchronized salsa dancing. J-Lo was commenting, "Hey, I taught you that move." They dated back in the early 2000s for 2 years. And, they got along great on the video. Alex Rodriguez, while the dancing was going on, he was in the background dancing while P. Diddy and J-Lo were kind of up front and right in front of the camera. But you can look at the video. It's on YouTube. But what's really funny is seeing Alex Rodriguez in the background dancing. He's holding a beer and dancing. He's like that random guy that you see at a wedding while everybody's dancing. There's one guy on the dance floor by himself having a beer, just dancing by himself. That's Alex Rodriguez.
Well, was he actually dancing or just kind of moving like that guy at the wedding usually does?
He's moving like the guy at the wedding. He's not really. He's just like kind of bopping a little bit. He's barely dancing, but it's funny, you know. At first I thought, is he just trying to see what's going on between J-Lo and her ex, trying to get close to the camera to get a good look at what's going on? He's just dancing. He's just having a beer and just dancing.
Well, here's what everybody will be watching tonight on television. Tom Skilling's return, right?
How about that? Mm-hmm. T. Skilling returns to the airwaves. He's been off the air for 5 weeks now. He very candidly revealed that he had gastric bypass surgery, had his stomach stapled, and he's already lost 50 pounds. Very briefly was on the Sunday morning WGN news, and he looks fantastic. He's as enthusiastic as ever. And he can't wait to get back to work. He's going to be. They've set up a weather studio at his house, so he will be doing his forecasting from his home. And couldn't be happier that he's doing well. That he's already lost so much weight, and just one of the best guys in the world.
Like Tom Skilling didn't have a weather studio in his house all the time, right?
That's true. You could easily find his house by looking for the weather balloons out of his windows.
I was very excited Saturday because I'm thinking, oh boy, I heard about this and it's going to be on tonight. It's going to be all three late night hosts, Kimmel and Fallon and Colbert, and a big music show with McCartney and Stevie Wonder. And I'm thinking, wow, I wonder why Dean wasn't talking about this today. And then I realized Saturday night why you weren't talking about it, because it wasn't this weekend. It's next weekend.
Yeah,
that sounds like it's going to be a great show.
It wouldn't be the first time I've reviewed something that hasn't happened though. Sometimes you're in need of you got to kill 30 seconds.
create
an event, and that's going to be a good show. I'm looking forward to that.
And I'm looking at a picture of Tom Skilling now, front page of the arts and entertainment section of the Trib. And I'm sure you can see this online, too. And, he looks svelte.
Right. It's only 5 weeks, and he's already lost 50 pounds. And, it's only going to continue from there. I had him on my radio show yesterday. And, we talked about it, of how he came out of the surgery, felt like he got hit by a car after the surgery. But that, only was for a short while, and he had to be on a liquid diet for X number of weeks, and then they moved him to pureed food for X number of weeks, and now he's just on very, very small portions, protein rich, no sugar, no alcohol. And he's doing great. I don't know how much weight he wants to lose, but 50 pounds in 5 weeks, that's amazing.
Well, this is a great time to be healthy, and I'm glad he is now.
Yeah, that was part of the other, thing that, of his story, is that, I guess I never knew this before you had gastric bypass surgery. There's about 6 months of preparation of you have to change your diet and change your lifestyle. I mean, you have to be ready for this kind of surgery. And Tom went through that 6 months of preparation. And had the surgery about a week before the COVID-19 thing blew up. Had COVID-19 happened while he was still in his preparation, it would have been canceled because hospitals are not doing this kind of elective surgery right now.
Right.
So he snuck in right under the wire, and if ever there's a time to be quarantined at home, it's when you're recovering from surgery, I guess.
For sure. Well, didn't Al Roker have the same surgery? And it's worked out really well for him.
Yeah, it's a requirement for all weathermen.
Apparently.
Yeah. I don't know if you know P.J. Hoff back in the day.
He had it? Really?
Yeah, they didn't even invent that surgery back then.
Like, goodness, P.J. Hoff.
P.J. Hoff.
How old is that guy?
Grandma's, explain to your kids who P.J. Hoff is.
It's Dean Richards. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Thank you, Dean.